Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Talk That Talk. I think that I have been making my promises, or like, what's the word? I have been...
To be fair, I don't know, I can't speak English right now.
But yeah, I have been fulfilling my promises, right? I have been fulfilling my promises and dropping episodes often. Obviously not as often as I used to when I started, but I think that you guys needed the time to kind of catch up. And also, I'm giving myself an excuse. But anyway, welcome to another episode of Talk That Talk. It's me, always, forever, T, your favorite sex enthusiast. And today I have someone here with me, not new, but new in terms of like talking about what Talk That Talk is about. So he's just going to be introducing himself, and yeah.
Hi guys, my name is
What?
Hi guys, feels nice to be back, feels nice to be returning guys.
He has been here, actually.
My name is Timmy. Is it full name?
You can, anything's fine.
My name is Nick.
Jeez.
My name is Nick.
They know you as Timmy Pinero.
Yeah, I could just use an accent throughout the whole episode. They don't need to know who I am.
Oh my
god. My name is Nick.
But yeah, he's been on before. If you guys remember the Tales from the East Side episode.
East Side!
This is him, and we are finally doing this episode. I don't know how we diverse that day, but yeah, here we are. And we're doing
it. It's because of music.
It's always because of music. But that's a very valid reason to digress.
Yes.
But yeah, so how are you, Timmy? How has your week been? Or how's your week going?
My week has been kind of okay, I guess. I'm missing my girlfriend. I'm supposed to do 10 push-ups. Because every time I miss, I'm supposed to do 10 push-ups. But like, yeah.
You're supposed to do 10 push-ups.
10 push-ups.
10 push-ups.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
okay.
A thing where it's like, so if it's a TikTok sent to me where this girl said that anytime she felt like texting her ex that she missed her, she did 10 push-ups.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, maybe that'll help me as well, not miss you so much. Because if missing you synonymous 10 push-ups, maybe I'll just, you know, help myself a little bit. So yeah, every time I miss, I have to do 10
push-ups. Wow, love you so... Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, you should totally do your 10 push-ups. But yeah, that's... I mean, it's not nice that you miss your girlfriend, but there's really nothing you can do about it. So...
Real. Too real. I just have to, like, suck it up, I guess.
Yeah, and do your 10 push-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I hope everybody's been good. I hope your week is going great. And I hope that you guys are able to relax to this episode. This is the Hot Spots episode, like the name of the episode suggests. And before we go into
it's funny because...
No, say it.
No, it's funny because I just read this.
Right, oh my days, I didn't see. Can
you know
imagine?
You know when you came back and you said that we were talking about, like, I left hospital just so I'm like, oh, but like, I thought, I completely forgot that.
Oh my days, yeah. But yeah, this is a Hot Spot episode. And before anyone asks, I'm going to tell you what I mean by hot spots. So by hot spots, we mean erogenous zones. We mean places that make you tickle, places that make your toes curl, and yeah, so
you're just so excited to talk about sex, aren't you?
I am, like, all the time. Yeah, it's so crazy.
I can tell. Damn, original zones, you know. Yeah. Hotspots are serious.
What is your hotspot? Do you think you have a hotspot, or do you think
there is a spot in between the back of my ear and the nape of my neck?
Okay.
Like, there's a sweet spot there where it's very, very hard for my body not to betray me. Because the thing is, I don't put up a front of, like, self-control, but it's like, I'm usually very, very, like,
composed
and, like, disciplined. So, you know, like, I'm not trying to discredit wild animal, but I'm not just some wild animal. Like, I have my moods where it's like I'm always on.
Yeah.
But, like, usually I can be very, very off, borderline asexual. But, like, that place is just so, what is my business with whatever you are,
whatever.
What your mood is, and da 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 da.
Real.
So, that's, like, my one place where I actually, like, whenever people go near that place, trigger my fight or flight. Like, I square up all the time, male or female.
Are
like,
you
I
serious?
I swear to God. Because it's so sensitive. It's like, unless you plan on procreating and perhaps mm-hmm. giving birth to twins, why are you there? Why are you
fair.
There? I don't play with it.
Fair, okay.
Even my girlfriend, because, like, what you trying to do?
Oh, so she doesn't play with it? I mean, I feel like that's one person who should be able to play with it.
She does, but it's like, it's such a thing where, for example, like, if I'm, like, if I don't want to,
mm-hmm.
and someone goes, I know how powerful this
sport
is.
Right, okay.
So the thing is, because, like, I have been wired for a long time, so just be very protective of that sport. Obviously, when it's hard, like, I let my guard down. But anyway, I'm like, whoa, where you going? Where you going? I always square up. Because that's, like, my one real original zone, my one real hotspot.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm pretty much, like, yeah. Like, my body's sensitive, but I'm just like, man, it's just, I guess, my nervous system reacted to stimulus. Not that deep. But that okay. place.
That actually leads me some, like, what you just said actually leads me somewhere, because I'm very sensitive. My body is very, very sensitive. Mm. And I have erogenous zones. But the thing is, in terms of what people would usually call erogenous zones, which is, like, back of your ear, some mm-hmm. hand part or something, mm-hmm. I'm not like, okay, am I going to call my very sensitive nipples erogenous? Am I going to call that particular spot somewhere? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Am I going to call my whole body my erogenous zone, or is it just that I am sensitive? You know what I mean? Well, so now I'm like, okay, what's the difference?
To be fair, the way I think I'd look at it is, mm-hmm. Sorry, give me 1 second.
Sure, no problem.
So the way I think I'd look at it is like this, yeah. Sometimes these things are more mental than even like physical. Mm-hmm. Like, it's more to do with mental stimulus than physical stimulus. Because, for example, I'll paint a picture for you. So, like, humor me. It's very possible for proximity to trigger you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at that point, I'm not touching the original zone, but me being close enough will still get me the same desired effect.
Heightened, yeah, okay.
So, that is why, you know, I really advocate for the fact that it's more mental. Because, for example, now, even that place, like, between my neck and this, if it's somebody that I find completely unattractive or someone that I hate, if they go near the sports, I'm not even going to do anything for me. I'll just punch them.
Yeah,
I'll just
punch
them. So it's not just about, you know, the physical response, that I have to be mentally willing to accept
that, okay,
the response that you are trying to incite, I guess.
Mm-hmm, okay. And that actually does make sense, because, like, now that I'm thinking about it, even as a person with a sensitive body, if somebody that I'm not attracted to touches me, it's like, you
exactly
yeah type situation.
So
okay,
the person has to be able to get the response normally for it to even be considered. Like, obviously it's an original zone, but I just want to try and, like, you know, pay homage to the fact that it's still very mental in how much as it is physical.
Okay.
But, like, yeah, in terms, like, your whole body being an original zone, the thing is that the way I'll put it to you is this: you could get away with saying that, but then the thing is that you still know that there are some parts of your body that are more sensitive
than others. Yeah.
So in the grand scheme of things, those would be your hotspots.
Original zones, yeah.
Those would be your hotspots.
Okay, no, I think my question was, like, are the common places also original zones? You know, like, nipples are, like, a common place people go to in terms of sensitivity, in terms of trying to get you to, like, have some sort of reaction, or your clitoris or gooch. For guys, the gooch is the part between the balls and
the taint. The part between, like, the balls and the booty hole.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What did you call it?
Taint.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that. I just call it the gooch.
I don't know why people don't know that. I think because I was having this the conversation with my girlfriend, and she was like, oh, she thought the gooch was... people should know about anatomy more.
Yeah.
All that shit is important. But, you know, it's the same way, like, girls be planning guys for not being able to find the
clit. Actually.
Have those conversations and shit. Yeah. In fact, I could even be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it is called the taint, because, you know,
we can search that.
What's it called? All these, like, are you a Harley Quinn fan?
No.
Novels.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, like, certain people have, like, certain.
It's been a while, though.
White people would not use gooch.
Yeah.
In their novels.
They wouldn't. No.
They would use taint.
They would not use gooch in Harley Quinn.
Yes, they would use taint more like. Like,
let me see how that is spelled.
T-A-I-N-T.
Okay, regular taint.
Like your taint or something, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The taint. Loton.
I can't even find it here.
You gotta Google specific, like, I guess you could say English word for gooch.
Okay, fair. Okay, yeah, so I was saying that are these places also, are we going to consider these places also as like erogenous zones? I mean, I think they should be considered, but then I feel like because of the fact that these are places that we're also used to as part of like foreplay, it could, for some people, it would also not be considered like erogenous zones. What do you think?
At the end of the day, I feel like it would help us just not to be very, not to generalize.
Yeah.
Because I was watching a video on TikTok. This was someone in the porn industry. Mm-hmm. And he was like, some insights for men. It's like, nipple sensitivity is very varying across people. Like, certain women have a certain degree to no degree of sensitivity. Some women will have, like, sensitivity very of 100 over 10. Yeah, exactly. Same thing with even, like, I guess the like literally every part of the world that you usually think should be a hotspot because you know biological wiring for some people it's not that deep.
Yeah.
For some people it's not that deep. While for some people it is the deep. Exactly. Yeah. So you know it's always very very subjective. Like my original zone might not be yours. Yours might not be mine. And in the same way it's more like that is why like. I encourage very explorative foreplay.
Yeah, it's very important. I feel like people don't even spend as a good amount of time as they should on foreplay.
Well, the thing with that is that so it, I just thought that there's this very funny expectation that comes with people generalizing sex.
Yeah. Okay.
So sex is a varied experience because it's always had different ways depending on context. For example, you wouldn't expect 30 minutes of foreplay during a quickie.
Fair.
You
I don't think when people talk about foreplay, they would be talking about it in terms of like a quickie.
It's in the same way where like if it's a one night stand, we both get drunk somewhere or we drink somewhere and then we go back knowing what we're going for. I feel like at the end of the day, trying to focus on foreplay would be very much counterintuitive or maybe even a lie. Because it's like, for me, I feel like foreplay is very intimate. Especially depending on like how long your foreplay is. I don't think I would have 75 minutes of foreplay with a stranger.
What am I doing? That's true.
So in the same sense, it's like, yeah, foreplay should be explorative. You should, even if it's in one night stand, you should, you know, your hands should go places and da 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 da. But it's like, it's in the same way, I guess, I could use an analogy for like work where, you know, if someone is paying me $300K to do something, there's a certain degree of work or I guess energy I'll put in.
Yeah.
If someone's paying me $2 million to do the same thing, it will not be the same treatment that each one will get. So it's like, if I know this is a short-term investment, I know what it is. Hopefully the other person knows what it is as well. We know that, okay, this is just for now, and after this, we're going to separate ways. I don't need to feign intimacy that shouldn't be there. It's kind of like assessing and so forth, but it's kind of dishonest. Now, I'm not saying there shouldn't be, but it's like, don't lie about it. Like, don't now force it because you think like,
this is what
it should be. This is the standard that all people are always saying. Like, if, you know, I met you 30 minutes ago and we drank, I found you attractive. I'm not going to afford you the same things I would afford someone.
I've been having sex with before. But also, I feel like these things are still in context because if I say, people should spend more time on foreplay, the first thing that comes to my mind, honestly, is not even for like one night stand foreplay like or even quickly. No, it's not even relationship. It's like, let's imagine that you and I are having sex and I decide that, okay, yeah, hi Timmy, are you free today? And you tell me, oh yeah, come over. In that situation, even if we're casual, do you understand what I'm saying? So like when I'm saying people should spend more time on foreplay, I'm just trying to pick out the facts that there are bare people that just go, okay, eat pussy, 5 minutes max, come up, and then they're ready to like put their like penetrate, you know what I mean? So like I feel like there should be like some sort of actual exploration of foreplay. Like people are so, it's so easy for, especially guys, can't lie, it's so easy for guys to stop foreplay because at the one time I was thinking about it, I was like, okay, my partner has gone and made me come by just sucking my breasts. You've also now gone and played with my clits and I've come and all of these things, you know what I mean? But now I'm going to suck you off. And like, this is almost the only way that guys can get their like foreplay in, so so to speak, right? And immediately after that, they want to have sex. And it's understandable that, okay, yeah, after the head, you want to have sex. But then it can't always work like that, you know what I mean? Because not everybody is going to come through penetration. For guys, probably, yeah, that is a thing. But, like, for a lot of babes, that is not even, like, the peak of sex.
The be all end all.
Jigga, it's not, it's not what they're actually there for. They're here for orgasms. However the orgasms are going to come, we don't know, but like we know that, like through facts, through statistics, most, do you understand what I'm saying? Most women would come through foreplay instead of like penetration. So why are you not going to spend at least some time in trying to pleasure the person enough that maybe they're going to come? Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's still contact.
I feel like people should really start having sex with people that like them.
Yes.
Because you know it's starting to just become a pandemic where like because of. Maybe one party is confused about what exactly the situation is. They come in with certain expectations. The other person doesn't share the same view. So the person is like, oh, this is what this is. And so, you know, it now leaves one party feeling jilted or bitter. And then that now leads to a, you know, a waterfall. Basically, of like, oh, this group of people always act like this. They don't want to do this, da-da-da-da-da. I feel like, in as much as that can be very true, I feel like you start having sex with people
like you, no, it's
I can probably say maybe not even firsthand, but I can say that for sure. For some people, sex is just sex. It's just pleasure that they are chasing a dopamine rush.
Yeah,
they don't really care about the pre's or the posts. It's the during. It's the ante. So it's like, you know, I'm here to do what I'm here to do for me. I might do some things for you, but it's like, I don't like you. I don't have to go
all the way. As far as
like, what I'm here for is fulfilled. Because usually, I mean, it's technically implied, straight communicated, but like, people don't always state what they are in sexual relationships for. Like, if, for example, you text me that you're coming over, you don't come and say, oh, I'm coming for her to get like five orgasms. So for me, my quota can be one. I'm like, oh, I give her one, it's time for me to get mine, we're gonna go separate. It's like, it's cool. So like, as well, people should definitely communicate a whole lot more when it comes to sex. But back to, you know, our topic of hotspots, in the same way where it's not very good to generalize like
hotspots because body anatomy is
different, there are definitely certain places you should always like
try and because
more times than none,
those places
will trigger a response.
That's true.
Like,
that's,
you know, true. The neck, the ears, the scalp, the back,
the scalp. Interesting.
The scalp is pretty good because again, it's like it needs to be very explorative. It's
that actually does make sense.
Yeah, because you know, just because it's sex, it doesn't have to be a sexually pleasurable feeling for it to feel good during sex.
Okay,
for example, usually when someone massages your scalp, it's more relaxing.
Do you know somebody has told me this thing before? So I have this friend, she's been on before Pike. So Pike and her partner were they were telling me about something that they do usually, and I think it was that she didn't have like braids anymore. She just took out her braids and they were having like sex doggy, right? And he wanted to pull hair, but she didn't have long enough hair to pull. So instead of pulling, he started massaging her scalp. And apparently that felt really good in the moment. Obviously, it's not like constantly touching her scalp was going to be like a sexual turn on, but like in that particular moment. So I feel like this is where that mental thing actually also comes in, because like,
but now there's context.
There's
context. So at the same time, it's all, at the end of the day, just stimulation. Now, in a certain context, I could, you know, give you a shoulder rub, like a massage, and it would be very relaxing and remove stress. But then, around the same area, depending on how big your hands are, I could be touching the same places if I was choking.
Now
I'm getting a different response. Because there's context. So again, they are like, you know, it's certain, like a bunch of places you could always like target generally, like the places I've listed. And it's very funny, but like, so this could be a very good, I guess, North Star for people, mm-hmm. especially people, I guess, of a certain demographic. Mm-hmm. So people that get tattoos, okay. people that have gotten tattoos before, mm-hmm. the places that when getting a tattoo would be the most painful are very, very sensitive places.
Mm-hmm. Right here. Like,
yeah, like okay. the ribs. The knuckles even. Yeah. The place, okay. the certain parts of your ear. Mm-hmm. So basically any place close to bone. But mm-hmm. that doesn't have a very thick layer of muscle mm-hmm. because that is like directly hitting the nerve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, places like that as well. So just try, you know, use your hands, feel around, feel for this place. You're like, oh yeah, this feels very, like, I feel like you should be able to tell with touch mm-hmm. if someone should be sensitive as or well. Not. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But that's the thing.
To a certain extent, anyways.
That's the thing, yeah. Let me bust your head. I have very sensitive nipples, like, very sensitive. It's the same way that like you swear up when people try to like touch you. Mm-hmm. So like maybe when I'm hugging somebody, I literally like I don't know, there's a way I try to hunch myself so that mm-hmm. like my nipples are don't not going roll. To brush that person. That's how yeah. sensitive my nipples are. Like I could be fighting with you, like racking with you right now, and if you touch my nipples, like I'm putty type mm-hmm. sensitive. But if I touch my nipples, nothing.
Yeah,
it's not like nothing, but like
it won't be the same.
It's like I'm just like, okay, yeah, I'm touching my nipples.
Okay, so it's funny because this exact see everything is science. God help me, everything is science because it's in the same way where laughing when tickled, mm-hmm. say reflex, say mm-hmm. panic response.
Yeah,
you can't tickle yourself because you're not afraid of yourself. Mm-hmm. But then when a third party or a second party does it, it's a reflex. Mm. So responses. Your brain always knows where it's going on.
Yeah.
Your brain, like, if I try to tickle myself, I try to choke myself, if I try to bite myself, yeah, my brain will stop mm-hmm, me. Mm-hmm. Because, like, my nigga, what are you trying to do?
Like, this is
but
you.
If someone else is doing it, I have no control over the other person. So there's, there's real cause for panic, real cause mm-hmm. for fear, mm-hmm. real cause for response, fight or flight. So a lot of time, like, in the same way, like, people should always explore their bodies because just because it doesn't feel as sensitive when someone is touching you there mm-hmm. it doesn't mean you feel that it's sensitive mm-hmm. it's just that when it's being done by another person because of the way your brain interprets it and responds to it, it will be heightened or even like lessened again mm-hmm. because for example if you don't like the person it's like
that makes so much sense again the mental thing because like mm-hmm. quick example yesterday now I was with my partner and then like we were I don't know what was going on but then I think I was arranging something and then he just came to my back and he just started like rubbing like from the back right mm-hmm. so he just started like rubbing on my breast and then pulling my nipples and all of a sudden I'm just there putty as fuck and I know that like obviously because I'm very 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 attracted to this person like I literally in love with this person mm-hmm. that is why the puttiness is on this level so like if it was just someone I was casually having sex with it probably not be as intense
definitely.
As it was with him.
Like, it's very funny. I have this funny clip to talk about as well. I was watching my friend's story yesterday, and it's actually of this pastor couple.
I saw it!
Yeah.
And she was so putty.
And it's funny because in this clip, all the pastor does to his wife is that he just kisses her.
Yeah.
But that sends her, man. She spirals like, damn.
Like, she didn't know what to do again. Like, what am I talking about?
So exactly. So, you know, it's always about responses, how your body responds, how your mind responds to a certain person. Mm-hmm. Like, the same way you said, you know, because it was your boyfriend, I didn't, my girlfriend could do certain, and I'm like, damn, I'm finished.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you know, another person could do something, and I'm like, wait, can you, like, go away? Like, what are you doing? Da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. That's why I feel like people should, damn, I don't want to sound like all these Twitter niggas. But, like, sex, when done properly, should be a nice spiritual experience because it's not just the body now.
It's now,
like, depending on what other things you appeal to, the experience will be heightened. Mm-hmm. If you like the person, experience heightened.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, you find the person attractive, mentally, mm-hmm. the experience heightened as well. If the person does the bare minimum of touching, if it's like being touched, physically, the experience is heightened. So it's like, you can always subtract and add to the level of pleasure felt by the experience depending on certain factors. Again, it's all very very contextual, but really it's such an all-encompassing experience, which is why like damn God said it should be for married niggas because I understand it's done right.
I don't just
it's done right, it does feel sacred. Like I don't want to do this for anyone else. I don't think I can do this for anyone else. And mm-hmm. to a certain extent, I feel like if I can't do this for anyone else, it's not special.
I mean, I think that is for you because of the type of, like, person that you are and mm-hmm. how you are in your relationships. And then, like, you know, it's the same way you said, like, for some people, sex is just sex.
Yeah.
Sex is the dopamine pleasure, you understand? Mm-hmm. For some people, sex is the, relief. And yeah. stress from work, blah, blah.
Fair.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sex is that.
Yeah.
For some other people, sex is just sex. Okay, sex is natural. Mm-hmm. We all have sex at some point in our lives. Mm-hmm. And then there's now love, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like it can be... I understand where you're coming from, definitely, because this is how you are, and this mm-hmm. is, like, your mentality
around it.
Around sex and, mm-hmm. like, how sacred it could be and it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then it could also be, like, less sacred to someone
yeah depending
else.
On who you're asking
depending on who you're handling
yeah
with.
definitely yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's all like much of everything in life, it's all subjective.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I feel this way about it doesn't mean a nun or a monk would feel this way
about it. Yeah.
Or, you know, your neighbor or even your parents feel the same way about it.
Because
mm-hmm. at the same time, a lot of people feel like sex, like, their thing. Like, I'm the only one who understands it. Itself. Like, I'm the only one who gets like this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because it's very hard. Everybody likes feeling like the main character of their story. So it's mm-hmm. very hard for you to project the fact that other people are enjoying this experience almost to the same level as you
mm-hmm.
by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Main
mm-hmm.
character syndrome. Because, for example, it's a thing where, like, I realized one day
mm-hmm.
when I was in secondary school, because I used to think, you know, younger generation, pornography, everything, older mm-hmm. people didn't used to have sex like that. And then... I clocked that one of my teachers was always pregnant. And then when I was like, oh shit! She be fucking, oh my god! She be fucking!
Like, you be like, wait! And we used to be pregnant.
You have to have intercourse.
2 + 2.
And it's like, oh wow! That is so crazy. So, like, sex is an institution as old as time.
Mm-hmm.
There really is nothing new under the sun. So, mm-hmm. even all the things I'm saying now shouldn't necessarily be, I guess, novel knowledge
mm-hmm,
to some
mm-hmm,
people. Some
mm-hmm.
of these things are intrinsic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just know how to do certain things.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it don't mean you can't learn.
Yeah, exactly.
It don't mean you can't. Me, exactly. Personally, I'm in a perpetual state of, like, search for knowledge. Not
mm-hmm.
even just, like, about sex, but, like, anything, really, because there is so much we think we understand that is just, like, I guess, the surface level.
And it's just surface
and
level.
And it's just surface level. Because in the same way, I could be talking about all these originals and that sound like, oh, wow, it's Kama Sutra guy, da-da-da-da-da. A masseuse that specializes in tantric massages
mm-hmm.
would look at me like, oh, I only read chapter 1 of the book.
And there's chapter 52.
Exactly. So it's always, like, in as much as... Even with your partner, in as much as you feel like you know how to make them
yeah.
come 15 times in like 2 minutes, my
there's
nigga, there's still more.
Yeah.
You can still explore,
mm-hmm.
you can still try this, try
mm-hmm.
that.
Angles.
My nigga, because, see, angles?
Mm. Angle! Like, we don't talk about angles. Mm. I feel like angles should have an episode. Like, we don't talk about it enough.
See, because, especially when it's like, I guess, not even necessarily heterosexual sex, but like penetrative sex.
Penetrative sex, yeah.
So even if it's like with a dude or something, because
mm-hmm.
it's like, nerve endings are never, they are arranged randomly.
Mm-hmm.
So just because there's an all-encompassing vessel of nerves doesn't mean every area has the same, like, level of sensitivity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I could move 1 centimeter to the left and, like, oh, stay there.
And then you're, like, in pain.
Exactly.
And then a little more, and then you're having the best sex
exactly.
of your life.
So
it's so crazy.
It's all very, very, like, my nigga, please explore.
Please.
Your partners. Enjoy the time you spend with them as much as it is enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to pander. Trying to pander to people that are just engaging, like, very, very casual, formal sexual
yeah.
relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, half hour, 15 minutes, you're down, boom, 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 go. But, like,
wait, I feel
that,
like, you have a problem if you're only engaging, or if that's the type of sex that you're constantly engaging in. Like,
I mean, we could get, I don't think we have, see, that's such a, like, very, very, that's a deep conversation, for lack of a better word, because at the same time, like we said, it's different for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
So it's like, sometimes it's not even necessarily what the person is looking for, but it's like, it's what the person can afford to have.
I've never thought about saying that way, but yes.
Who okay. The person can afford to have? Because for example, like, let's say I'm somebody who is very, who links emotions to sex a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like having sex,
mm-hmm.
but I find it hard to not fall in love when I have constant sex with people.
Mm-hmm.
I will know by now that I cannot afford more than 15 minutes a day, two months in a year with this person. Because mm-hmm. if I do, it's in trouble. It's going
to be, yeah, okay.
So at the same time, it's like, you know, I don't really quickly judge people based on, like, the shit they say. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, when it's mental illness, you always know when it's mental illness.
I feel like, obviously, yes, you can't judge people, like, again, because we always say, like, okay, these things are very, very contextual. Yeah. But, like, you just know that person that is mad.
Yeah, you know this nigga kind of sick in the head.
You just know. Yeah, you just know. I feel like it doesn't... I don't know. I feel like as people, as Lagosians, what, like, this is a podcast that really centers about our lives in Lagos. And I feel like it has, like, a lot of the things that we face in Lagos are very relatable because Lagos is literally just one large mosh pit of people.
Most people are crazy, bro.
But, like, I feel like the things that we have normalized in this city are very, very ridiculous.
You know, nowadays it's so crazy because I can tell you for free that a lot of views that Lagosians share, if they say it outside Lagos, they will sound like mad people.
Yeah.
100%. Like, I hear certain things in certain circles, and I'm like, how does your brain accept for it to work like this? Like, that does not sound right at all. And it's not like I'm trying to impose my beliefs on you, but my mm-hmm. brother in Christ, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's like, so, you know, Lagosians are always at, like, the edge.
Yeah, and I feel like, at this point, like, I feel like it's even everywhere. But, like, yes, in Lagos, I feel like it's something that is very, very, like, it's a pandemic at this point. Where people think that, like, oh, yeah, casual sex, people that have casual sex in Lagos,
they turn it into, like, a religion. Like, you know, the whole, get out of my house before 4 a.m. conversation on Twitter, for example, where it's, like, you know, the thing about me and casual sex havers, so to speak, in Lagos is that they treat it like it's a job. Mm-hmm. Like it's a very big formality in the sense where, like, I understand. Now, see, the funny thing is that I understand both sides of the party where it's like, sex should not be dehumanizing.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you don't want to let on more than what it is.
Because, yeah.
But then I feel like there's always a level of compromise.
Yeah.
But then people always like being at hard ends, mm-hmm. extremes. It's either this
or that, yeah.
So it's really like, I mean, I really, really wish, honestly, I'm not really trying to be like a coitus police, but I really, really wish people stop fucking each other in Lagos.
Actually.
Like, damn, y'all need to just chill.
No, wait, the thing is, the only reason why I have a problem with this is because Lagos is too small. Lagos is too dense.
Lagos is too small.
There's so many people with such little space. And so, like, I could have slept with you, and I could have slept with that person, and then one day I'll just find out two of your friends.
Yeah. And it's not even just because of that. I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't go around the same circles or communities, mm-hmm. but it's like, at a certain level,
mm-hmm.
I feel like we don't need it as much as we make it seem like we do. I don't feel like there are that many names in Lagos. I don't feel like there are that many names in Lagos. Like, if you've met real names, mm-hmm. you know there's a difference between their proclivity mm-hmm. for sex and what it is that people in Lagos do.
I don't think that I consider anybody in Lagos a nymph. By nymph, we mean like nymphomaniac.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there are several people who are very hypersexual.
Yeah, the thing about me, people that are hypersexual, is that I'm always very afraid of the trauma response because I'm not really trying to enable this.
Okay.
So, because this is my own personal experience, I have mm-hmm. PTSD from shit like this. So it's like, I can usually tell different from jump. I'm like, oh, you're this type of person.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I mean, if you're a nymph, it's like, cool. You know, God be with you on your journey. I hope you find someone mm-hmm. that's like,
that is on your level, yeah.
That can situate you or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, a lot of times when it's a trauma response, it's always like, it's kind of like the thing where, you know, you're having sex with someone and they start crying.
Oh.
And then,
what happens to you?
I don't want to talk about this.
Wow.
And then, like, someone starts crying and they say because they are sad, they want to have sex. I just pray for all of you that you heal. because that is very, very traumatizing to whoever it is. This is incredibly traumatizing. So please, all of you, heal. But then what I'm really just trying to say with like casual sex in Lagos is that it's getting too much, y'all. It's getting too much.
I mean, I'm all for casual sex. I'm not even going to lie.
Y'all niggas have
like,
jobs.
I feel like Lagos is a lot.
Lagos always takes things to the extreme.
Lagos is too extreme.
It's like,
Lagos
okay, everybody does this. Not everybody has sex. It's normal. But Lagos are like, wait. Let's we can do even up. More.
Yeah.
And that is worried. Because I can tell extremism when I say because I'm an extremist as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I just really, really wish. Again, I'm really not trying to police anybody. Mm-hmm. But I want everybody to do some introspection.
Yeah.
I figure out why it is you think
you need sex.
Fucking 64 people in 3 days.
What?
Is like something you should always go for. I'm telling you that
64
people in 3 days.
How do you meet 64 people in 3 days? How do you meet more than like?
Do you know anything?
Have sex with 64 people in 3 days.
Sex is very accessible.
That means you have to have met at least 100 people.
Sex in Lagos is very accessible.
64
I shit you not.
64.3. Do you know
what? No, that's an extreme. That's an extreme. Okay, that's an extreme. Okay. But like any downscale of that, if you do 30 in a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very possible.
Isn't that still extreme?
Yeah, it is.
Because it's like.
Because 30 people in a week is a lot.
Why are you doing 30 people in a week?
Yeah, that's actually a lot.
Because when you think about it, the whole DNA being exchanged is kind of crazy, my nigga.
Yeah.
Or their DNA, because at the same time.
Yeah, actually.
There will always be varying levels of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just sharing that to like 30 people. Like, I don't know about you, man. It's kind of scary.
I feel like this is also part of like, I feel like this is the only part that I have accepted from what Christians have said about being against sex before marriage. And it's the whole like, oh, you're going to share. You're sharing a lot of like
yourself.
Bacteria. Yeah, you're sharing a lot of yourself with someone. Yeah. And that's very true. Because, like, if you actually do these things...
Me, personally, I just don't like... Like, that level of access is... At a certain level, I feel like if you deep it sometimes, it can be very intrusive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, you're in my space.
It can.
I'm inside you.
It is like, very intrusive. You're spitting in my mouth.
Yeah, bro.
Choking.
Bro, it's like... So, I'm not saying that, you know, all this shit has to be special. At the same time, it's like...
Let's, I don't think it has to be special at all.
I don't think it has to be special, but it's like, let's take the, I guess
I'll call it... Everything should be done in moderation.
Yeah. Let's
what moderation is for you.
Exactly. So I guess I'll say, let's try and take the... Sometimes, I feel like it's kind of like a forced or superimposition of like other people.
Because
mm-hmm. everybody in Lagos living fake life.
Everybody.
So someone is telling Except you that... Me. Someone is telling you that, guy, like last week, you know... I was like, this babe. And then you're like, so it's a competition. No problem. This week I'll be with this babe. And it's like,
yeah, I think that happens a lot in...
You know, we can chill.
I feel like that happens a lot in Lagos.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to lie. I have had, like, a very... I don't know the word to use, but I have had quite the experience in terms of sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm like at some point Lagos did get to me, especially like during the period when I just started being very, very sexually active. I know that Lagos got to me because like I realized I was having sex. I mean, it wasn't I didn't hate that I was having sex with all these people that I was having sex with, but I just realized that it was not as organic as it could have been. It was organic, but it was not as organic as it could have been.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the reason was because I started noticing patterns, right? I might meet this person, we'll have sex, it might be the best thing, casual, maybe we link for a couple of days, I mean, like, we link over a couple of days, weeks, whatever, and then we stop, and then another day, I'll just start, maybe this person. And because I was noticing patterns from each person, I was noticing like, okay, this one might be this friend with this one might be that. I'm like, okay, this feels very weird. At some point, I'm not even going to lie, it felt like somebody would have sex. I was having sex with somebody, and then next thing, maybe that person just gonna tell that one, and that one just texts me. That's how it felt.
Yeah, I've had someone express the same things to me as well.
And I was like, why is this even happening? Like, I'm like, from on my own end, it was very like. Regular, like I was just meeting people that I was interested in, but then I now started noticing that.
At the end of day,
so it can be.
At the end of day, I know we always say like you should, you know, let people have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You should let niggas police things as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine for there to be a sex police because niggas do be taking the piss for that shit. But let people enjoy things all the same. So I know I might sound like I'm contradicting
it's,
myself.
It's not, again, it's not, that's the thing. It's not contradicting. I feel like these things can coexist.
Yeah, they can. They should be able to coexist.
Like, we don't always have to go overboard with everything.
Which we tend to do a lot.
But we don't always have to go overboard with things. I remember one time on Twitter, this somebody quoted a tweet. I was like, can't you just go to a restaurant and eat? So it was of this babe. She was in front of her food, and then her, like, one of her blouses was down to, like, take a picture of her tit. And, like, I felt so upset because, like, it was true. Like, can't you guys just go to a restaurant and eat?
Yeah.
Like, did you have to bring out one of your left titty? Did you have to take a picture of your left titty in a restaurant?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, like, sometimes some things it just are feels like necessary. It's too much. It's too much. But then again, I'm not going to be the voice of policing and all that because I don't want to be in that conversation. I might have it with in, like, other spaces, but it's, like, there's so much nuance to it in the sense where, like, you could say it's body positivity. Sure. You could say it's you trying to get over a trauma. Sure. You could say it's so many things. But at the same time, again, it's, like, I don't really understand why people get upset when, you know, restaurants have dress codes and, like, they, you know, walk you out if what you're wearing.
No, wait, I get upset.
Because at a certain level, it's like, okay, I'm not the person who created your body. You have a lovely body. Some people cannot hide the type of body they have no matter what they wear.
Yeah, that's true.
But you always know when someone's putting in extra effort to show to a certain extent. So, for example, if it's a family establishment, again, you don't necessarily need to have a left titty out.
Yeah.
You do, everything you're wearing doesn't need to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, certain people come here with their kids and things like that. So it's like, and I know the
conversation. I feel like another problem people have is that they don't know how to read the room.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell me you didn't know you were going to
You always know. Right? Which is really,
you can't tell me that you didn't know you were going to this place that is a family establishment. That you know that the, like, you know,
these are the things that you usually see here, and then you just decide that with your strong head, all the same, I'm going to wear this.
Like, you didn't even have to go there in the first place.
Because even
because there are places that will not ask you to wear, like, they won't tell you, like, dress codes or anything.
Exactly. And you so, can like, go to those places.
And you could go to those places.
Well, no, you want to be stubborn. Because even in the same way, I don't think, you know, this necessarily always applies to guys, but for example, getting into clubs, certain places, they won't allow you getting if you don't wear shoes. They won't allow you getting if you wear shorts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So why would you now go wearing shorts and now be angry with the bouncer when they say they don't allow shorts in the club? So, you know, it's like, you know, for each his own, but I guess take everything with a grain of salt anyway. But the conversation is about hotspots. I know we digressed a bit.
Not
a little bit. Just a little bit.
But back to hotspots, I was actually going to say that. Speaking about hotspots and speaking about, quote unquote, the general places, what would you, like, for guys, what would you, like, what do you think about the hot spots that ladies usually try to, like, work with? So we're talking the gooch, we're talking the balls. Are the balls even in hot spots?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're talking the gooch, we're talking the balls, and we're actually also talking the asshole. Yeah. And I think nipples as well. So, we already established that obviously people have different bodies and all of that, but, like, now as this guy that is here on the podcast with me, can you kind of share okay, if somebody was licking your nipple right now, sucking your nipple right now, like, is that good, or is that, like, what is this person even doing? Should I just let them continue because they're into it?
Okay, or from personal experience, what I'll just say is this,
even
within the context of sex, there's still context inside the West, like, there are certain times when my mind is more accepting of a thing. So, for example, certain times you try to do, like, nipple play, and I'm like, what are you doing? Certain times you try, like, ooh, hold on, what's that? Keep going.
Is this also a mental thing?
I mean, I feel like maybe not necessarily, but at the same time, for example, the thing that happens in nipples, like, whenever they get hard, it's really just blood engorging them. So it's like, you know, the nerve endings are closer to the skin that we touch, so it becomes more sensitive. So, you know, certain things like...
Wow, science is so amazing.
So certain things like, for example, if I go to the gym beforehand, I have a bigger pump in my chest because it's bigger. So it's more sensitive. And, you know, now add again to that sexual arousal, that could be a very, very ideal situation.
Okay.
Same thing with balls as well. You know, because when balls could either be engorged or flaccid.
Yeah.
Very, very mutually exclusive from where the penis is engorged or flaccid.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in certain situations, in a certain angle, when, you know, certain things are in place,
mm-hmm.
it's like, are you trying to get married?
Fair.
In certain situations, like, can we move on to something else?
Mm-hmm, okay.
I think the only places that are kind of, like, absorb of this context or whatever are really just, in a sense, the taints.
Mm-hmm, okay. And
I can't really speak for the booty hole, but I think I can speak for the taints in the sense where it's like, that is such a thinly stretched layer of skin and muscle where it has no choice but to be sensitive.
Okay.
Now, the thing about it with people is that the line between pleasure and pain is very thin. So a lot of sensitivity could be pleasure for some people in some cases, whereas for some people it could be interpreted as pain.
Mm-hmm.
So it usually depends, just because it's a lot of nerves and it's a lot of like sensitivity, like sometimes overstimulation can be detrimental
painful,
to some people,
whereas
to some people it's very pleasurable.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have to know your partner.
Communication. Like, every time I come on here, there's always a part where communication comes in. So I feel like if we're still telling you guys to communicate, I don't know what to say to you. But yeah, communication really
matters.
It's
important. Yeah. Communication, and not just like verbal, body language.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's very hard to hide reflex.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I pinch you and you flinch, I don't need Dr. Phil to come and tell me that person did not like the feeling.
Yeah.
I can see with my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So, in as much as, you know, sex is all cute and intimidation, and you closing your eyes, try the open eye from time to time. Just the check.
Try the open eye.
Like, you're doing something, just choose one and be like, okay, she's enjoying this. Okay, this is getting
uncomfortable. Well, I thought that was normal, though. I thought people, like, check when people, like, when I'm getting A out by any of my partners, I like you can tell that okay at some point, because I would look down and then I would see that this person is looking at me. So obviously, we both know in this moment that I'm enjoying this. So like, I feel like people should do that. Isn't that normal?
I don't know, man. So I'll just like I'm going to apply a basketball analogy here. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so when playing basketball, there's this thing that is generally said, not just for point guards, that when you're bouncing the ball, you should always look up.
Okay.
Because, you know, that is how you see what the playing field is. You see what players are open and can pass. You see what you can do with the ball. You see how to make plays.
Yeah.
Or you even see a play developing. So, but the thing is, when you're playing basketball, bouncing the ball is very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, because they're trying to execute a certain move, sometimes you'll be forced to look,
down. Okay.
Now, the measure of skill is how much you can do with the ball without looking at the ball.
Okay.
In the same way, like, if I'm hitting you out, I have to see what I'm doing. I have to see the canvas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm painting on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know,
I still have to see my reference.
Exactly. Yeah. So sometimes people are just focused on the canvas.
Mm-hmm. And then, you can't only focus on
exactly. You can't only focus on the canvas. Same way, you can't only focus on, but you have to look up.
Mm-hmm.
See what the play looks like. But okay, now I can do this. Same thing with, you know, even like eating out. So it's like, oh, now that we're getting to this level, I can enter this place. I can do this. I can do that. I can do this. I can do that. So don't be very, don't have tunnel vision.
Yeah. Don't have tunnel vision. I feel like it's very chaotic to have tunnel vision.
During anything, mostly.
During anything, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, anything that involves skill, really, really try your best to open your eyes and look around.
Mm-hmm. And then the clit. I would like to reference this tweet that I saw. It has been in my head since I saw it. And it was this tweet, and this person said, now that men have found the clit, I dare you guys to not rub it like you're rubbing something like dangerous or something. And it's true, because like I've noticed that for some men, when they find the clit, it's always like DJ. And I'm like, bro, like, relax. It's a build up. It's the same way I'm going to be continuously sucking your dick. Like, I'm not just going to put your dick in my mouth and then 2 seconds later you're going to bust. Unless you do. But that's a story for another day. The point is, everything is gradual. Like, if I'm sucking you off, I have to do some things. Touch your balls, play with your Gucci a little bit, rub it, whatever. But I have to do things to get you somewhere. So it should be the exact same thing. Because my vagina is not protruding does not mean that it is not the same idea. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like, It's the same idea, gradual process, slowly rob, or whatever tempo this person prefers. But like, everything's a tempo. You can't just start slowly and then all of a sudden start fucking shaking your hands. Like,
same time, man.
You're trying to mix and match.
What I think I'll say is, sex is never one size fits all.
Yeah.
You can't apply the knowledge of one experience to another experience just because, you know, both parties are the same gender.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with even giving guys head. Certain people would enjoy you do this more than this.
Yeah.
Even though, like, let's say when you do that, you have a success rate of like 8 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
That too will look at you like you're wasting their time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So again, it's very important for you to, you know, keep your head up when you're bouncing the ball.
Also, this is why I feel like people that brag are very dumb.
Mm.
Because you could have had sex with 80 people and 79 of them had a great time, and you're like, yeah, like, everybody has a great time with me. Like, this has actually happened to me before. So let me give you this, like, let me tell you this short story. So I meet this guy, let's call him 23. So I meet 23 online, mm-hmm. Twitter, and we're talking. There's like, you could tell that, okay, yeah, there's obviously a level of attraction. But then 23 is here like, wait, you see me, like, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. I'm going to,
Yeah,
the whole and I'm night. Here, you night. Know, like, and I'm here telling 23, like, you better calm down with all this boasting you're boasting. Like, like, relax, because what if when we meet, you now fuck up?
Yeah.
Like, you need to
You're
chill.
Gonna look bad, my nigga.
Like, you're going to look real bad. And he's like, nah, it has never happened before. Trust me, baba for the girl. Baba for the girl. And me, I'm here just listening. I never ever brag about one thing about me. I would never brag. Whatever you see the day that we meet, take it. Right? And I feel like that even helps more because, like, you now see me and then you're like,
wow. Yeah, no expectations. So, you know, I usually go into, like,
Yeah, exactly. And so I go there, I go meet 23, and it was not nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was not nice. And, like, I had been anticipating, like, to the point where I told my partner, like, my boyfriend, I was like, yeah, because, like, obviously we have to tell each other these things. I'm polyamorous, by the way, everybody, whatever. So, like, I'm telling him, and then I come back from the whole thing, I was like, oh, how was it? Tell me about it. And I'm like, there's really nothing to tell. Damn. Like, I'm sorry.
You fucked up in front of the bad bitches.
Like, there's nothing to tell. And the niggas too, my nigga. And he was like, for real? Are you serious? After all that? Because I showed him the text, like, you and I can see this, so let's be like receipts. And so, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, that 2% of people that are not going to feel this general hotspot thing that you do, they will not feel it. So try to remember that people's bodies are very different. Of course, there's that, like, general thing that most people would like, you know, like
everybody likes kissing, actually.
Okay, yeah, but like, everybody would involve themselves in kissing.
One thing I want to say before I leave, thank you for having me, by the way, Teresi.
Thank you, but like, for being here.
This is something I've realized is actually not, I would say, common knowledge or common practice. But it is okay to stop sex mid-sex.
You don't always have to finish.
And that goes for both parties. You don't always have to finish. Because, for example, like, if I was 23 and at any point I said, like, okay, all my tricks are not working. But I'd be like, hey, my nigga, it's been nice. What do you want to do now?
It was not as if it was not all working. But it was not, like, because of the expectations that had already been placed. I'm like, okay.
What else? Yeah.
What are we doing next? Like, what else? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, immediately after that, like, round. And honestly, I'm not a person for one round of sex. I want to have, like, if we're having sex, we are having sex. That's the type of person I am. Unless it's a quickie, and I don't even do quickies with anybody but my partner. And so, like, I left after that. I'm like, yeah, you know what?
Dip.
So, like, I feel like you should just try as people to
read the room. But yeah, no, I really, really believe that nobody should feel guilty for not finishing. Any points, because
sex should be
a journey, not a destination.
Like, you should, like, enjoy every moment.
Yeah, so it's like, if at any point either party not enjoying it, you should be able to not continue without feeling guilty.
I don't think it's guilt that it's actually the problem. No, I feel like there's awkwardness.
Usually the other person might could make you feel guilty.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
That's what I mean. So you should be able to do it without, you know, without a person coming to make you feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you could make it seem like, oh, and again, like, people stop internalizing sex as well.
Mm, okay, how do you mean?
In the sense where, like, okay, because, like, what you do doesn't work for somebody, it doesn't mean you're bad.
Yeah,
you
it just doesn't work for the person. That's
so,
very,
you know,
yeah.
Like, for example, as a woman, a guy is having sex with you, he doesn't know at all, you know, he's just not enjoying himself. It don't mean you're pussy bad, bro.
Yeah.
Or a guy, you're giving a baby, you're doing all the tricks you learn from
mm-hmm.
him, it doesn't work. It doesn't mean you're not skillful or you can't please someone else.
Mm-hmm.
People
I feel like this
pieces,
is also just
or,
because of what society makes normal.
Yeah.
Like, people are kicking, like, oh, he finished in 2 seconds, or kicking because, like, he don't eat your pussy right, or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like,
yeah. It's not everything that's for everybody.
It's not, one, it's not everything that's for everybody. Two, how is this person going to know what they're doing wrong
exactly,
if you're not
you
going to say
them.
And then go and kick it online?
Exactly.
How are you going to make other people feel good
like, sex
about
shaming
making
is not cool.
At
when
all.
You can just talk about
when
it.
You can just talk.
Because, like, the thing about it is that everybody usually does see a comedian. But the person you're talking about can usually see it.
Yeah.
So at that point,
it's
really
and
just
so,
bullying.
It's not nice.
At that point, it's really just bullying. I know you're doing anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, your group chat, say, and in guys as well.
Like, they can see
the
tweets.
The person
they
you're talking
know
about can
that
see
it's them.
This like, thing. And it's like, the reason why it would always be painful is, especially for someone like me, I don't like a thing where it's like, you know, something happened between me and somebody. Like, it's funny, you know, this is not related to sex. This is just like a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, we do something together. Let's even say we go on a date or something, or we even play FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I play FIFA, like, oh no, it's, I need to
oh, okay.
And then I play FIFA, and it's like, okay, I play FIFA, and like, ah, guy, I'm trying, da-da-da-da-da. And then, I go ahead, and you're slandering me online, calling me the worst piece of shit I've ever played. I'm like, boy, you could have just told me. Because it's a thing where it's like, in now, the context of sex, like, how would the person get better if they don't know they are bad?
Exactly! Like, if you don't tell me now as I'm doing it, like, okay, what you're doing right now is not going to get me there. Do this instead.
Exactly.
If you don't tell me that, and then wait till you...
And
then you just go on tweet, ah, a more thread on how this guy was horrible. Okay, he's horrible. He now knows he's horrible. Or she now knows she's horrible. But how does she come out of that horrid
experience? Which is why, like, for example, like, I remember I saw this thread where it's like, this guy or this babe... This guy was sharing, like, a DM of how, like, this babe gave him, like, detailed constructive criticism of the sex they had.
Are you serious?
That is so crazy, because it should be very appreciative of
this.
Yeah. Like, this babe, detailed constructive criticism down to how his fingers went. I'm like, damn, that is so nice. And some people would read it as mean,
mm-hmm.
but constructive criticism is not meant to be nice.
It's not meant to be mean either.
It's not meant to be mean, but then at the same time, people really can't tell the difference.
Yeah, there's a thin. I feel like
there's
there is
line,
a thin
line
between constructive criticism and being mean.
But then, again, I would really just appreciate if like more people were like that. And
mm-hmm.
the thing is, I would appreciate if also people could learn to take criticism about sex.
Yeah, that's also something. People don't know how to
you
take criticism about sex.
You can't be the master of everything
mm-hmm.
to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know... Shout out to J. Cole and that song Love You. There will always be somebody that's better at this, better at this, da 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 da. So it's like, just because someone says you don't do this thing right or you didn't do this thing or you can't do this thing, it doesn't mean it's the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, is this something you can work on? Fine, work on. Is this something you can't work on? Okay, learn how to live with this thing and move on.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very, I just was like, our relationship with sex was healthier, basically.
Yeah.
Because it's become such a core part of society and our makeup as, like, individuals, where it's, like, if it's something society sees you as bad at, it's kind
mm-hmm.
of, like, yeah,
you lock up,
yeah. Because
you
can't do certain things. So
yeah.
it's, like, I just need everybody to be very easygoing with themselves.
Yeah, like, take it one step at a time. You're not in a competition with anybody. You're not even in a competition with yourself.
Because it should always be enjoyable. This is not enjoyable.
Like, it's all a journey, it's a process. Like, if you're looking only towards the destination, how are you going to, like, enjoy these little things? Like,
exactly.
how are you going to find out, like, oh my god,
how are you going to enjoy the hotspot?
How are you going to enjoy the hotspot?
If you're only thinking of come,
exactly.
Come, come.
Like, and you can have sex, not come, and actually
enjoy it
100%. So, like, 100%. We just need to learn to
I just need niggas to love themselves.
For breathe.
Please, God.
Don't sleep with people you don't like. Amen. Or people that don't like you.
Amen.
And just breathe. Enjoy it. That's
today's peace.
Preaching.
Protect your peace. Protect your orgasm. Just generally, like, protect yourself.
Protect. You yeah. So,
because always play for player one, which is you.
Yeah.
So if there's any situation you don't like, you're not happy with, either talk about it or leave.
Deep. It's not or that leave.
It's
hard.
Not do or die.
Yeah.
It's not do or die. It's not do or die. For either party, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
I hope.
That is our sermon for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Timmy, for
thank
dropping
you.
All the knowledge
thank
on science.
Thank you, for having me. Thank you,
Tifa.
I don't like how I made it so sciencey.
I loved it, actually.
I want to say, I hope niggas don't think I'm a nerd, but I am. Actually, everybody lucky I didn't bring quantum physics into this.
Yeah,
don't
okay.
Worry.
That one don't would worry. Have been like, yeah. A step to Lagosian.
But everything is science at the end of the day. So yeah, I am. Thank you for having me too. So, yeah,
thank you.
I
let's not digress.
Yeah, I hope your listeners enjoy the podcast.
I'm sure they will. Thank
I
you guys
hope
for listening.
Niggas put this shit into practice, please.
And share and put it into please. Practice. That's the point
you
of it. So, love you. Bye.
Guys, there's actually something stressful.